This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talking about things. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, proud to have my friend Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the stories, to discuss the people, the important, the meaningful items that are on the News Talk Radio circuit this week. I am proud to call you my friend.
Thank you.
That if somebody said, hey, do you know Doug Steffen? Would you say, I'm proud to call him my friend?
Yes, I would say that with great pride and vigor, determination, yes, and forthrightness.
Isn't that an interesting word, vigor? Do you ever actually think about the words that you use? I don't.
No.
You know, every once in a while, words like aptitude. Where'd that come from? Who put that together?
Somebody with a great aptitude for definition.
Yes, you're right. All right, let's define the top 10 stories this week, please, my friend, and the list of people that you've come up with through
here
the research.
Here we go, my friend and distinguished Congress colleague. At number 10, we have the Josh Hader tweets and the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. At number 9, MGM sues the Vegas shooting victims. That's a crazy story.
It is.
At number 8, the Sacha Baron Cohen show. That's also a crazy story. Right. And number 7, the Facebook Holocaust issue. That's a crazy story. At number 6, the trade war effects and the Google EU fine. At number 5, we have illegal immigration policy. At number 4, the NATO meeting fallout. At number 3, the alleged Russian spy case. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation and Russia's interrogation request. And at number 1, of course, and absolute dominant number 1 story, as a matter of fact, it includes some of the other stories under its umbrella, the Trump-Putin meeting. The people on our survey, the aforementioned baseball star Josh Hader, a person who gets in trouble for his tweets, at number 10. Number 9, Sacha Baron Cohen, what a character. At number 8, Mark Zuckerberg, what a character. At number 7, the rising star of the Democratic left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I sound like Michael Buffer. Yes. At number 6, Barack Obama and Joe Biden. At number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Maria Butina. At number 3, Christopher Wray and Dan Coats. At number 2, Vladimir Putin. And number 1, Donald Trump. What a week!
We should, we could have, as is purely up to you, I think about this in the sense of what other adjunct stuff there is that goes along with the list, the people and the stories. And for the insiders who are listening to this program, because we assume, I think, and have for years, that people who are listening to this program are really into the format. And so they love the following the stars, if you will. And it was interesting to see all the attention that Sean Hannity was getting this week. We tend to every week bring Hannity in to our discussions of President Trump because he's such an important part of it, and he seems to be easily inveigling himself in on all these trips to getting first dibs at Trump after they have whatever the experience is that they're having. Pretty heady stuff, wouldn't you say, for him?
No question about it. And, I don't believe it's necessarily Hannity who's getting himself into these trips. I think it's Fox News who are taking advantage of Hannity's proximity to the president, and they're getting all these, immediate firsthand interviews that obviously are very good for their ratings and for their profile.
So let's talk, Michael. Explain, if you will, please, to the followers of this program how important it is or not for someone to have the television visibility that Hannity does to his radio work. Because this is a radio, we're talking about radio here for the most part, and radio hosts and topics on the radio. So how does it influence or help, or just what do you think, would you like to explain the relationship of the TV work that Hannity does or somebody like him and how it helps or relates to the radio work?
Well, Hannity is called a double threat because he's big in both radio and television. It's hard for people to do. There are people on both radio and television, but Hannity is one of the rarities who's able to master and excel and rise to the top in both on both platforms. So that's one thing. But the audiences of these cable news talk shows that are on Fox, on MSNBC, on CNN, they have the same audience that listens to news talk radio. Basically, they share audience. It's part of the. It's an extended world of what we call at Talkers Magazine talk media. And so anything that one does on one medium affects their profile, their access, their influence, their visibility on the other. And so Hannity brings to his radio show all of the connections and newsworthiness and news-making events that he has on television to the radio. So they're connected. They're intrinsically connected.
And so is it something, when you look at some of the other stars, when you look at the top 100, the heavy 100 list that you put together, how many of the people on that list who are hosts on the radio do successful television gigs as well?
Well, some of them are on television. None of them are as successful is a crazy word. Are as big in terms of audience profile and salary as Hannity. Hannity is at the top of that. But yeah. There are others that have various television outlets. There are many different television networks out there. For example, Tom Hartman, who is one of the leading progressive hosts on radio in America. He's one of our top 10 because of his position as a progressive. He was for a long time on RT America, and now he's on a very interesting liberal television network called Free Speech TV. So within that world, he's very big. But no, Hannity dominates in terms right. of the connection.
And making that statement about the amount of money being made, the Forbes folks have come out with a list of the top 10 entertainment money makers. And on that list, I think, are three talk radio hosts, if I'm not mistaken, the aforementioned Mr. Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and Howard Stern. I don't think that list has changed much, has it, over the past
No, it hasn't years? Changed much, and Hannity keeps going up the list.
Yes.
And Hannity
Limbaugh keeps going down the list, because he's not doing...
I mean, you know, we should all have their problems.
Yeah. What a great way of putting it, right. He's instead of making 84, he's making 54 this year. Oh, my God! Yeah. How can he manage?
And those lists are very... Those lists are very sloshy. They're very, yeah. very subjective because nobody really knows for sure what anybody was making.
No, it's just speculative. Howard Stern, $90 million last year. That's okay. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Great old song, and it certainly applies.
It certainly does. 14 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Back to the countdown in a matter of moments. Right now, if you're counting down trying to lose weight, counting down on the calories, counting down on the pounds, may I suggest something that is very simple, very straightforward, and will work very successfully for you, because it has for me. I don't really have a weight problem per se, but I get a little bulgy, a little pudgy over the winter. So when I come back to my farm in the spring, I work hard physically and I lose it sort of naturally. But this year I opted to try something different to help me out. So I've gone from 184 to 172 since April using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren, which for me is the only, I haven't ever gone, I mean, I go on a diet from time to time, think about how much cake or ice cream I don't want to eat, and that's about it. But this is not really, you don't have to be on a diet, you just have to be smart. Using Calitren in the sense that you understand how your body works. It is explained in the brochure. You can, I can explain it, but maybe you don't care. All you care about is you're going to lose weight in a healthy way. This is natural. There's no hypey-dipey in it. There's no caffeine, no, like, the monster drinks, none of that. This is pure collagen protein mixed into the capsules you get from Calitrin. Take four before you go to bed. Wake up the next morning and you will have lost, I'm going to guess, maybe a pound. Let's see how it works for you. Try it out. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off offer. You get three bottles, 10% off, and then the fourth one is free. It's a great deal, a great way to lose weight. Take my advice. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Check the box for DJV, and you'll get the special discount, 10% off, free bottle after you get the three. It's a good deal. The best part of the deal is it works. You'll lose the weight. You'll be safe and secure knowing that you've helped your body, not hurt it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for fabulous saving. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months and $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. The this whole business of the Holocaust, the thing that Mark Zuckerberg said, number seven is Facebook facing the music, but was it taken out of context? A lot of people who are objective when it comes to this say maybe he ought to get off the hook and that other social media are trying to zoom him because he may be considered the king of social media. You think there's anything to that?
Well, I think he is the king of social media, but I think that, you know, without getting into the weeds of his Holocaust statement, because I think that Zuckerberg is kind of awkward. He's kind of an awkward guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily.
Not a lot of savoir faire there.
In terms of speaking, I think that he's not comfortable thrust into the limelight, and I don't think he bargained for any of this scrutiny that has come with the success of his platform and the dark side of that success. I don't think that he has a handle on how to control it. And I think Facebook is just way too big and out of control, and people are addicted to it. And we're living in an age of hyper-political correctness and polarity, and there are people that hate social media and hate Zuckerberg. So it's just a big mess. But
wow.
I don't think he has control over anything.
It's the sign of the times. Governments can't control. We have too many people. Everything is too big. Big corporations, big government, big mm-hmm. social media, and it can't be controlled. It's way, way out of proportion. Something we ought to be thinking about as we move ahead in our futures. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us now to resume our conversation about the charts that were developed for the week of July 16th to the 20th by Talkers Magazine and its executive staff, including the publisher and executive whatever. He does it all.
I'm the executive whatever.
He's the executive whatever. Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the things that are on the story list this week. What do you make of Sacha Baron Cohen? His name is on the people list and his hijinks at number 8. Remember that expression, who's zooming who?
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. I personally think it's a little bit unfair. It's not unfair for him. Yeah, it's unfair. He doesn't get paid enough to make fools of people. I think that some of the things that he's done to people is it makes me queasy to see that happen to people. It's embarrassing, but I don't think it's the end of the world. It's
humor. People have no shame? Maybe that's the question. I mean, you know, people that love to poke fun, it's not even funny anymore. It's too easy to poke fun at Sarah Palin. It's, you know, any of these people.
But he does, though, is he leads people into situations by deceiving them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like one fellow was told that an Israeli television station wants to give him an award. It was Joe Walsh, the former congressman, who's now a talk show host. He got a letter from a television station in Israel. This is all, you know, bogus. He won an award from the government of Israel for his support of Israel, and they want to fly him to Washington, and they flew him to Washington. They picked him up in a limousine. They put him up in a hotel, and then he comes down to the studio, and he's interviewed by somebody that he thinks is a big Israeli commentator, and then they ask him, after it's all over, if he would record, like, a public service announcement for Israel, and of course, he said, sure. And he's reading it, and they got him to say some very stupid things that he didn't have time to process. And then, of course, that's an embarrassment. He basically endorsed school children having automatic weapons to protect themselves.
Fabulous.
And thus it made him and his right-wing pro-gun stance look insane.
Right.
And he took it well. He said, hey, I own it. I did it. I was stupid. I didn't really mean it. I realized after I was saying it, what am I saying? And that kind of thing. I mean, how would you feel if
I was going to say, put yourself in that place. Not many of us are prepared. I think the guy is a jerk. I've never thought his movies were funny. I think he's a lunatic, frankly. Mm-hmm. But he's devious, deceitful. He's not dangerous. He's just a jerk.
Well, he has a budget to operate with. You know, when somebody...
So why do people find that stuff amusing, that gotcha stuff?
Well, that goes back to Candid Camera. Remember that show back when we were kids? It was harmless, but basically they made people look foolish.
Yeah. Well, in a different... Well, I mean, you see a lot of that stuff around now, the sort of gotcha stuff.
Yeah, it's called punking.
Right.
We make somebody.
Ashton Kutcher did that, but it didn't seem to be mean spirited. This stuff from Cohen is mean spirited.
Yeah, that's why I said it. That's why I said it. It kind of makes me uncomfortable to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like poking holes in hypocrisy and making the pompous come back to earth. I there's a kick to that, but not to the point of embarrassing people through deception.
Yeah.
That's it's deception. That's the point. It's entrapment.
Yeah, and it is. It's for the benefit of a few. And why, you know, sometimes these people can make themselves look foolish enough as it is.
True.
So I work at it a little bit, but I just think some of the things he's done are just not my cup of tea. To each his own, as they say, 28 after the hour.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Branson, Missouri, as reports are that now at least 13 people are known to have been killed when a duck boat capsized and sank on a lake there last evening. This woman saw it from the shore and said it happened right after a thunderstorm had erupted.
And it knocked out power lines and trees were knocked over and across roadways.
Divers continue their search for the missing in the waters of Table Rock Lake this morning. Iowa cleaning up after dozens of tornadoes ripped through the state yesterday. At least 27 reported in central Iowa, one of them tearing through the Vermeer manufacturing plant where 3,000 people were working in Pella.
There is significant structural damage and personal property damage across the Vermeer campus.
That's a company spokesman. Across the state, dozens were reported injured, but none were reported killed. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The fold. Here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher of Talkers. We were just talking about Sacha Baron Cohen and that embarrassment. I thought something that it's television rolling over into radio, because a lot of conversations during the promotion of a new book, Judge Jeanine Pirro, you know her, Michael?
Sure.
She was on a number of radio and TV programs the other day. They set up, and maybe you could explain this to the audience, because oftentimes if you were driving across the country, even listening to different radio programs, you see this sometimes on TV where a star will go from show to show to show.
Yeah, they're on the circuit.
Right, they do a tour, which could involve radio and television. So what happens in that circumstance? Let's say, in this case, Jeanine Pirro is out plugging a new book that she's writing. So how did they get to be so visible in so many places so quickly?
They promote themselves. There's publicity companies, publicists, public relations people that promote their availability as a guest to coincide with the plugging of the book. You see this all the time. As a matter of fact, even in the very, very, very big time talk shows, the late night TV shows, going back to The Tonight Show and Johnny Carson and all of those, you'll see the same people there. And almost always those A-listers, those top stars, will only appear if they have something to plug, something to promote.
Yeah.
And they talk about their movie, they talk about their book, they talk about their concert, their new album, whatever it is. So that's part of the game. This is an old story, and I don't like interviewing people that are on tour because they become numb to the
right. They don't even know who they're talking to.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So when I look at what the offshoot was, if you didn't hear the story this week, Whoopi Goldberg got into it with Judge Jeanine Pirro on The View. And basically, Whoopi Goldberg told her to get the F out of the studio.
Hmm.
And it was because there was some, they were pointing fingers at each other, who knows.
Well, they're politically opposed.
Opposite, yes.
I mean, they're prime examples of the divisive polarity that exists in our country today. Jeanine Pirro is a right-wing, pro-Trump, Fox News Channel type, and Whoopi Goldberg is a progressive, very dedicated, has been for a long time to that.
But she's really pretty civil most of the time, at least it, what appears to me. She's not like Joy Behar is just plain rude and insolent, especially when it comes to Meghan McCain on that program, I think, anyway.
On The View, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of conversation. So this spilled over into a lot of radio shows because Judge Jeanine was on a lot of shows scheduled that day. And instead of talking about the book, the focus became Whoopi Goldberg and how she threw her off the show, which I thought was, you wonder, you're trying to stay on message, or they want, you just said, I don't know if you said that off the air or on the air, the way they plan things, they want it to go their way and they don't like it if you don't follow the script. Well, who wants to, that's not good talk radio. That's bad talk radio. So instead of following the script, the exchange between the two of them became the subject matter.
And well, it became personal, and I understand it was quite, heated. I didn't catch any video of it at all, so I can't say. Sometimes you hear something was really outrageous, and then you see the video, and it's hardly it. Have you ever noticed that? That the description of the event is far more, extreme than the actual event. Mm-hmm. But, these two women are very, very outspoken. I mean, yes, Whoopi Goldberg is certainly more controlled than Joy Behar, but Whoopi Goldberg has been in a number of her battles. And she's got a very, very sharp tongue when provoked.
Yes, I think you're right about that. So what gives that just is her personality. Does that make her a better hostess? Does it make her a better actress? Or is it just fodder for the right saying, there's another arrogant, liberal, New York black woman? That's what comes out of a lot of people's mouths. You know that as well as I do.
Well, I mean, I think Whoopi Goldberg, aside from her politics, which I'm not commenting on, I think Whoopi Goldberg is a great personality in our culture. I think she's an excellent actress. I think she's a wonderful talk show host or participant, and I like her. I think that she's got a great body of work behind her. When you think about starting out as a comedian, I think she's a very important person.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all, frankly. I think she's contributed a lot. But I think at this point, politics has become so angry. It's like a blood sport more than anything else.
Yeah, it's not productive at this point. We've got to get through this period in our history and work it all out and get back to it being a little more centralized and normalized. Yeah, you've got to stop judging people by their politics and judge them by other characteristics, and the politics is just part of it. But when you see the entire world through the lens of politics, we hype these differences up to be, all the way down to the core, and that's not good.
No. All right, here's something that is very important, this trade war item number 6 on the story list here at the countdown. Trump is saying, as the week ends, that he wants to tax everything that's made in China. And almost as if to say, let's tax them out of business. And so one wonders what that does. I have taken note of what's going on with the Chinese stuff. I think it takes something like this, things like this, Michael, to get us to understand really what's going on, where we get our goods from. It's so dominated by the Chinese now in terms of that business. I think people have just gone to sleep. Oh, yeah, everything's made in China. Well, that's not good or right. I don't know if this trade war is good or right either. That coupled with the interest rates, because Trump says it looks to me like they're trying to put some heat on the Fed, because they said they're going to raise the interest rates again. And that always, it looks like, you know, a lot of people in the housing business say in certain sectors the housing markets are slowing down because the interest rates have gone up. That's bad news for the economy. And if there's a recession in 2019, that means Trump won't get reelected, because remember, it's the economy, stupid, right?
Well, I'll tell you, Trump will probably be elected or unelected or reelected based on whatever happens in the 3 or 4 months before the election.
Right.
Everything happening now will be forgotten, and whatever happens that week will be the thing that determines it. I hate to say that, but that's the way it looks.
Well, people have short memories. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. In terms of this trade war stuff, to use a cliche, that's above my pay grade, and I admit it. I think too many people are out mouthing off about the economy when I think very few people, if any, on this planet understand how the economy works. And
well, they understand what's in their pocketbook.
Yeah.
They know whether they can afford to buy a house or not. A lot of
those who like the idea of Trump getting tough on China and it possibly leading to a trade war, if they're willing to sacrifice what comes when you go to war, then it'll be fine. And there are going to be higher prices in a lot of areas of the economy because of the trade war. Now, if that causes China to blink and change some of their unfair practices, which they have engaged in, all the way from stealing intellectual property to having an imbalance of trade, well, yeah, then that'll be good. But if, in fact, we cut off our own nose to spite our face by engaging in this trade war too aggressively and in a hostile manner, well, then a lot of people will suddenly go, hey, this isn't helping me, because they don't, just like going to war. Well, okay, you want to go to war? Your kids are now going to be recruited into the army and risk their lives. Whoa, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, everybody wants somebody else to bear the burden of a war.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody, a NIMBY, it's the NIMBY crowd.
Yeah.
Using it a different way. Yeah, all right. Countdown, continuing. Michael Harrison here with his expertise in the world of talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with a word of expertise about My Pillows. Mike Lindell is the inventor of My Pillow, and he has personally spoken to me because he knows that I am on the air every day talking about his product, which he guarantees. He says the most comfortable pillow you will ever own is My Pillow. Lindell couldn't get a good night's rest. He decided he'd figure out how to make a pillow that he could be comfortable with, so he did. And then when people, he said, hey, listen, what do you say to his neighbors? What do you think about this? Because he had some kind of a store in Minnesota. And people, oh, wow, this is fabulous. Can you make one for me? And so he started making them in his garage, and then he expanded to his basement, and then he expanded to a little warehouse. Now, 12 years later, he's got 1,500 people, Michael, working for him, and they're making a product that we in America would be proud of. It would seem to me no tariff concerns here. This is, by the way, and these pillows are sold in 20 countries around the world as well. Made in America. Mike says he believes the pillow that he's making is the best pillow in the world. And if you try it out, get a good night's rest with it, you'll probably believe the same thing. Wash it, dry it, clean it, use it, have a great night's sleep. No matter whether you're a back sleeper, side sleeper, neck sleeper, whatever it is, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV right now, and you'll be able to buy one of their premium pillows and get one free. Buy one, get one free now to the end of the month at MyPillow.com using the code DJV. Also, look around in there and see all the other things. Get special deals at MyPillow.com on all of the various products they have for good sleep. Good night's sleep starts with a good pillow. Get the premium one. The first one is regular price, second one free. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed.
We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, looking at the charts for the week of the 20th of July. Man, we're moving through the summer, Michael. Woo-hoo! The All-Star game this past week, one of the items on the countdown, halfway through the summer, halfway through the year. It's buzzing on. Speaking of buzz, you have these exclusive interviews, the Michael Harrison interview. This week, you sort of have an insider. But this guy has been a fabulous, he's had a fabulous radio career. What did you learn from Dan Mason?
Well, actually, Dan Mason is not my podcast interview this week. He's a news story in Talkers. And so if people are interested in that, they can go to talkers.com. Dan Mason's a former president of CBS Radio.
So I didn't see what your interview was. I saw that in
my interview. My interview this week is with Ralph Nader.
Oh!
So, and that's at mhinterview.com, and he's whiny. He just,
Michael, talk radio is not good anymore. It doesn't put me on.
I go, Ralph, you're 83 years old. You've been on every show in the world. Why are you complaining?
Well, you know, it doesn't cover all the right.
It was a very, very friendly debate. I had
was
a struggle.
It? Was it a downer?
Well, he doesn't have any tolerance for talk radio's intolerance.
Well, here's what you want to know. My experience. I remember at one of the Talkers events early on when he was there.
Yeah,
he had been on my program, and he told me he would never come on with me again because I didn't follow the script. I didn't do what he wanted me to do. I didn't talk about what he wanted to talk about. I deviated from the plan. And so that was his M.O.
So it's a very interesting interview, but I found it difficult to communicate with him.
Yeah.
And we talked about whether he was responsible for George W. Bush being elected, and that's worth the price of admission alone.
Really?
So, oh, yeah, yeah. Check it out. MHinterview.com, Ralph Nader. And if you're interested in sports betting, go to talkers.com and see my conversation with Dan Mason.
Mason is one of the most fabulous leaders. I don't know him personally, but he's done some wonderful things in radio, and he's all about Vegas and what's going on now.
How legalized sports will affect sports and radio.
Yeah. All right, that's it for Michael's turn. Up and coming, Stephen J.J. Wiseman with legal spins on some of these stories. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Fifty-three at the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown. This is the time of the week when we put aside all of our what our synapse is, and we bring in Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert on scams. I was reading something this week, Steve, about some of the huge new threats to privacy. Like, this isn't something every week, but it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Databases containing detailed consumer profiles being sold to brokers, surveillance cameras being hacked, the business with the Holocaust issue that came out of
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg's mouth this week. It's like it's controlling the universe. And I just said a few minutes ago to Michael Harrison, it's too big, the same as governments and big businesses. You can't run them. You can't control them. It's too much there.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, once again, one of my unfortunate mottos, it's not as bad as you think, it's far worse.
Yeah.
It's not even the information that we have mistakenly or allowed to be compiled by us, but it is these incredible psychological studies and algorithms that take what they call metadata, these little bits, and then they are able to discern so much personal information about us, and it can be used commercially for advertising, but it also can be used to influence elections. It can be used to scam people. You mentioned about the idea of spying on people.
Yeah.
I was just looking at some defense papers this morning and seeing that during the Helsinki meeting between Putin and Trump, Chinese hackers got into a lot of what we call the Internet of Things and computers.
Yeah.
With cameras and all, and they were watching and listening to the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's terrible right now.
All right. So Steve Wiseman has created a website to help you with all of this, dedicated to informing you of all these scams and how to deal with them. It's Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, Scamicide.
LegalZoom.com. All right, legal issues here, the trade war, and how this gets implemented, or I'm trying to figure out whether this is good or bad, and I can't. I think I always thought that some of these trade, the tariffs that were put on products and the trade, it gets away from what the natural market is. You sell stuff, yeah, and people pay what it's worth, and that's it. So now, what do we have? What kind of a mess are we getting into?
Well, we've got a real mess in the sense that what's happening is that Trump unilaterally is trying to change that. It's probably not the way to find, better trade between the world and better for consumers because, his scorched earth policy just is not going to achieve anything in the short run. Meanwhile, what you have is an absolute do-nothing Congress that sits back and doesn't exercise authority that it has in regard to this. So, this is going to be a mess. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Hopefully we do have, we do have international law and treaties and agencies that can deal with this. But unfortunately, Trump is the loose cannon right now, and he's not really doing a very careful job of it.
The suits that I was waiting all week for you to explain this, the MGM suit against all these shooting victims, I don't even begin to understand, neither does anybody else. What is that all about?
It was a step that they took for what's called a declaratory judgment. So technically, the press said, they're suing the victims. No, they're really not. They're asking the court to say that a particular federal law applies as far as the compensation. And why are they doing that? They're doing that to keep all of the cases in Nevada, in the federal court, under this particular law. So it isn't suing them. In fact, what it's doing is saying that there is a limited liability on the part of the hotel, but that any cases should be handled under this law. It was just some of the worst public relations ever.
Horror show. The horror show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad PR, 30 seconds on Sacha Baron Cohen and who can sue him for what he's doing.
Nothing. He's protected by the First Amendment. The pieces that I saw, certainly don't amount to anything being, of legal liability.
Yeah, but he's a jerk.
He is a jerk.
Yeah, he's a jerk. Other than that, listen, it's so much. And there's something else for people to talk about, like we don't have enough to talk about as it is. Stephen,
there you go.
J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with his pithy remarks. Always appreciated, Steve. Thank you. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.